Romans 6, 8 to 14. Union with Jesus, part 3. How to be dead and alive in Christ. Intro. My wife told me that in a few days she will receive a payment of 60,000 yen, which is about $400, into her bank account. She told me that we can use those funds to buy groceries. A government agency is sending the money, so we can count on those funds being available to us. Paul said in verse 11 that we should think of the same way about our resources in Christ. We can count on the fact that we are dead and alive in Christ. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, show us what it means to be dead and alive in Christ. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Let's read verses 8 to 10. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. Verse 9, for we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. Verse 10, the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives, he lives to God. Our meditation question is, having died with Christ, what does it mean practically to live with Christ? Verse 8 says, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will live with him. Jesus is alive and is willing to live with us. Jesus said in Revelation 1, chapter 1, verses 17 and 18, don't be afraid, I am the first and the last, the living one. I am dead, but now I am alive forever. The one who died for our sins is alive forever, and we will live forever with him. We are dead to sin's power through our union with Jesus and live by his indwelling life. Living with Christ means to live in fellowship with him and receive his righteousness and his life by believing in him. He has given us a new identity. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15, he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but live for him who died for them and was raised again. This gives us insight into what it means to live with him. Our focus is no longer on living for ourselves, but we live with Christ and for Christ. Our focus is on him, living in fellowship with him and serving him. Verse 11, so you must count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. The meditation question for this verse is, what does it mean to count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus? In the previous sections, Paul emphasized knowing what Christ has done for us and who we are in him. We are dead and alive in him. Paul brings these thoughts together in verse 11. He said, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. To count means to recognize, accept, and affirm facts that are already true. Paul is saying that we must understand and believe that we are dead and alive in Christ. This is the essence of the Christian life. Every aspect of our lives as followers of Jesus depends on being dead and alive in him. Paul said in Galatians 2, verse 20, a very famous verse, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live in the flesh or in this body, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We are dead with Christ, and he lives in us by faith. Believe that you are what God says you are. Being dead and alive in Christ is not just a matter of believing a doctrine or understanding a concept. We live with him, walk with him, and experience his indwelling life by trusting him step by step. I gave an example above about the funds that will be transferred into my wife's bank account. We are counting on it. It means we believe and are confident that it will happen. How much more can we count on Jesus? His riches and resources are already in our account and available to us. We are dead and alive in him. We experience death to sin and life in Jesus by faith in him. We are not trusting a principle or a doctrine. We are trusting Jesus himself. He wants us to be free from sin and to live by his resurrection life through our union with him. Romans 6:11 is the first time in this letter to the believers in Rome that Paul told them to do anything. The emphasis of everything Paul wrote to this point is on what God has done for us in Christ. In Paul's writings, he refers to believers being in Christ or in Christ Jesus or in him 164 times. We have been united with Jesus in his death and resurrection. We are in him, resting in what God has done for us is the first step of faith. To count yourselves dead to sin but alive to God means to believe that we are dead and alive in Christ through our union with him. Let's read verses 12 through 14. Verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you may obey its desires. Verse 13, do not present the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from the dead to life, and present the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. The first meditation question for these verses is, what does therefore mean in verse 12? The therefore in verse 12 refers to everything God has done for us in Christ, as explained in the preceding chapters. In Romans 6:11, Paul said, So you too must count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. At this point, he begins to explain what we are to do and the actions we are to take. However, his starting point is that we count as true what God has already done for us. We are dead to sin in Christ and live by his indwelling life. The key to living the Christian life lies in knowing that God has taken us out of Adam and joined us to Jesus Christ. The first step then is to count on what Jesus has done for us. We are no longer subject to the reign of sin and death, but can reign in life through the grace of God given to us in Christ. The next meditation question is, summarize verses 12 to 14 in your own words. I summarize verses 12 to 14 as follows. Don't let sin rule you so that the desires of your body control you. Don't give in to sinful desires. You have a choice. You can use your body for sin and wickedness, or you can offer your body to Jesus to be used for righteousness. He set us free from death and gave us true life in him. Do not let sin be your master. You are not just trying to be righteous by keeping laws and the rules in the Bible. You are in a relationship with God founded on grace. He forgave you and made you righteous in Christ. You can be free from sin not by striving to keep the law, but by living in the grace of God in Christ. Meditation question. What does verse 14 mean? Sin shall not be your master. You are not under law, but under grace. Sin can dominate us if we give into it, but we do not have to be ruled by sin. We have a choice. We can use our bodies to sin for righteousness. Sin is not your master. We were governed by the sin nature that we received from Adam, but Jesus set us free from the sin nature and gave us a new nature in him. Jesus also set us free from the law, which tells us what is right and wrong, but it cannot make us righteous. The law no longer accuses and condemns us because Jesus paid the penalty of our sins. We are not under the law, but under grace. We died to sin and are alive to Christ. We live by the resurrection life of Christ, not by striving to be righteous by keeping the law. We do have a choice. We can let sin rule in us, or we can let Jesus rule in us. In this passage, Paul said to do two things that are foundational to experiencing being dead and alive in Christ. Number one, count on what Jesus has done for us. He has made us dead and alive in him. And number two, don't use your body for sin. Use your body for righteousness. I'll just repeat these two things again. Count on what Jesus has done for us. He has made us dead and alive in Christ. And two, don't use your body for sin. Use your body for righteousness. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for delivering us from sin and for making us righteous in you. We believe that you have set us free from sin through your death and made us alive through our union with you. We know that we can count on what you have done for us. We want you to be our master and not to be ruled by sin. We pray in your name. Amen.